Talking today with Scott Duwald from Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, and we're here on campus, Oklahoma State University. Scott, you've just been honored as a alum of distinction, ag communications grad from the mid '80s, and your thoughts about, you know, as you've left the university, this particular degree, how has it you know, basically helped you as you've moved through various positions, most recently, obviously, quite a few years now at OCA.
Well, you know, Ron, the thing I tell any student that I talk to is you've got to learn how to write. And that's one of those, I had one of those hard-headed professors that said you have to learn how to write if you're going to get ahead in communications business. And so, obviously, that sit-down talk he had with me 30-odd years ago has paid great dividends to me. But probably the thing that's paid the greatest dividends have been the set of people that I went through college, and now we have careers that are on parallel tracks. Like Brian Painter at the Daily Oklahoman, tremendous writer for them. He and I were in college together. Rick Purnell, who's a great ag writer from out originally from Durand, I believe, but he's out in California now writing and doing ag stories. And so you meet a whole community of people, and they become really your support group and your support folks as you're going through this thing. So obviously, you know, I owe a great deal of gratitude and a great deal of debt to Oklahoma State University for the ties that I made, for the people that I met, for, you know, the things that they taught me were extremely valuable. But I think more importantly, it's the people.
You know, the whole concept of ag communications was still pretty new when you were in college, university. This is the degree, though, that's got incredible interest today.
It absolutely does. When I was here, I think there were seven or eight of us in the ag communications program. We were over in what they call the old hospital, the PIO building, extremely small, maybe 10, 12 offices in it. Today, I think they have upwards of 200 students enrolled in ag communications. You're seeing a lot of folks that are doing work like I'm doing, association work or writing, or doing work like you do as a journalist. There is a need to get the message out. There is a need for a professional core of people that can take a concept and convert it into something that a consumer can read, see, or hear and understand. And so I think that's part of the reason for the growth in this program. It's been overwhelming over the last 20 to 30 years.
You've got, of course, a lot of other ties to university by virtue of your position at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. University, obviously, incredibly important to your cattle producers.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about Oklahoma State University, it's a land-grant university. It's got a land-grant mission. It's about research, extension, and education. It's about taking the things that we research on campus and extending them to the producers to make them more profitable. And that's what our business is all about, is trying to make producers more profitable, give them options. We just went through a serious drought. I hope we went through it. I hope it's over with. We're not sure yet. But the resources that we're able to bear to mitigate the cost associated with this drought, simple concepts, hay feeder research that shows us you can save 25% of your hay cost by changing the type of feeder you use. That has a huge implication on the industry. So obviously I work a great deal with animal science up here, great folks there, ag econ. I think the thing about Oklahoma State University, and maybe this is true of other universities as well, but the thing that I think really shines here is the relationship of these different departments working together to solve common problems. So you get the ag econ component, the animal science component, the ag com component, the entomology component, you bring in plant and soil science component, all those things working together as teams to solve problems. Then you have an extension core out there to deliver the message to the producer so they can make better management decisions.
Switch gears would be just for a moment as we get into this fall season. A lot of tough decisions still for your cattle producers. A lot of hay still coming into our state and further south into Texas. While the drought maybe has been broken at least up a little bit, we still got a lot of the impact of it hitting your guys every day.
Absolutely. It was a terrible summer. There's no other way to put how the summer was. The size of the drought, the incorporating basically three of the largest cow-calf states in the country being part of that, selling off what Daryl Peel says 38% to 40% of the mama cows. It's going to be really tough to rebuild this industry back. Recent rains, talking to Terry Force, for instance, they've had tremendous growth over the course of the last 3 weeks, so that's good. Let's see what happens with wheat pasture. I know a lot of our producers started calling as early as last January. Now they're on that fifth or sixth cull, and eventually there's nothing left to cull. They're trying to keep together their best genetics. Obviously, all we can say is I wish we could make it rain. We can't. We're encouraging producers to be visiting with their accountant, be visiting with your bankers, be visiting with the professionals that provide your nutrition, be talking to your veterinarians, and make very informed decisions going forward. We hear a lot of sage wisdom when we go through something like this, but perhaps one of the most important things that I heard was from an old gentleman. He said, you know, don't ever forget this. You don't want to lose the ranch trying to save the cows. The land will be out there. It's not our first drought. Won't be our last drought. Let's manage ourselves through this as best we can, and the land will still be there. It will rain again, and people will be in the cattle business. That's a very optimistic look at it. I think
you can find more cows.
If you can find some more cows, and that's going to be tough. You may see some switches. You may see some things happen, such as people not buying cows but going in and putting in stocker cattle instead. There could be some fundamental changes, short term, some long term. Who knows? Again, I hope that the drought's over, and I hope we have great wheat pasture. And you hope for the worst, you hope for the best, and plan for the worst, and have faith and confidence that at some point things will turn around in this business.